Roadman, today I want to talk about when you should change your cleats. Let's cue that intro.
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman cycling podcast. As you've been hearing me talking about all week, the Girona training camp is coming up. The link is down below. It's going to be 6 days from the 17th to the 22nd of October in the nicest place in the world to ride your bicycle, Girona, Spain. The home of the pros, we're also adding into this the Roadman Rocker Coba Challenge. It's going to be epic. Can you get up Rocker Coba in your age plus 10 minutes? No lying about your age. I will be checking passports. It's over on, the link is in below. I'm not calling it the URL. The link is down below. You can click it, go there, book it. There's a couple of places left. Book it now if you're on the fence. Roadman, today I want to talk about possibly the most common question I get asked in my DMs. It's a real newbie question, but it gets asked so often, I thought, you know what, I need to answer this. And instead of me sending, 50 DMs, I'm going to just do a podcast on it. Lazy of me, I know. When should you change your cleats? And firstly, I suppose, if anyone's listening that isn't using cleats, because I know I've got some of these messages before, should I use clip-ins, should I not, make the switch, just do it. Your life will be different. You'll be a better person. You'll be integrated into our cult. Do it, do it, do it. Practice on grass, but do it, do it, do it. I remember, this is funny, I started off with Sword Cycling Club. They're a club here in Dublin, and I didn't know anyone in the club. I didn't know anyone in cycling when I got started, but I got a bike. I forged a bank application loan and done one for a power meter, done one for a bike. Yeah, the bank sorted out my early cycling career. So got my new bike, thought it was so cool, a lot of secondhand and borrowed kit, decked to the nines, and I went up to meet this group for the first time. And I got up to meet the group, and the group were all waiting there. I was literally the last man there, and I rolled up past them all because I wasn't sure it was them until I got to the front. And then I went to stop and I couldn't clip out, and I just went boom down, and I was like, oh my fucking god, I wish a hole had opened up in the ground and swallowed me. And yeah, that was my introduction to cleats. So don't be like me and practice on the grass. But changing your cleats is what I want to talk about today, and when should you change them? Firstly, you'll have to change them a lot less frequently if you use cleat covers, especially if you're walking around a lot, if you're the sort of guy who walks into sign-on and walking into cafes and, puts your bike out the back garden at the shed at the end and treads along, 100 meters to get your bike. Get yourself a set of cleat covers. They literally slip on over the cleats and protect the cleats and really extend the life of them. Very good, okay? Changing your cleats, you'll know definitely you need to change your cleats when it's too late. When you start pulling your foot out of the pedal when you don't want to, in the straight up motion, if you go to sprint, when your foot pulls out, they need to be changed straight away. If you don't change them at that point, you've got mental problems because you're going to crash. But a more common occurrence is the cleats just sort of erode. They just start slightly wearing away. But that changes the angle of the foot in the pedal. So this becomes very easy to get injured. So what I'm talking to you today is, maybe not just for the complete newbies, it's for anyone who's hasn't changed their cleats in, 4 or 5 months plus, because you won't notice that slight erosion and your foot will just start tracking in a different direction. And over hundreds of thousands of revolutions, you're going to do yourself an injury, especially when you move back to the proper cleat position. So if you flip your shoe upside down, you have a front and a back contact point on the cleat. You need to inspect both the front and back contact point. The front contact point actually clips you in. That's the bit that goes in under the pedal and secures the clip in. The rear contact point, that keeps you flat on the pedal and it keeps you solid on the pedal. It's not the yellow or the colored parts, depending if it's yellow, blue, or red if you're on Shimano. It's not the yellowy colored parts you want to be looking at for wear, really. It's the cleat platform inside that. The colored bits are really just for walking on and for protecting the cleat. It's the cleat platform. If there's any damage to that, that's an absolute automatic replacement. If the color is starting to get frayed away and you can hardly see the color anymore, that's an automatic replacement. I just say cleats are so cheap. you know, I just say if there's noticeably visible signs of wear on those two contact points at the front and at the rear, that's a sign to just change them. Better safe than sorry. If you pull your foot out going for a sprint, it's going to be a bad, bad crash. So I'd get them changed fast. And the easiest way to do that is get the exact same cleats, get your shoe, get a marker, draw around the outside of your cleats in exact the same position they're in, and get the new ones and stick them on in the drawing. It's a super easy way to do, and it's super fast. There's all these ways, like find the ball of your foot, stick tape, like draw a fucking thing around the marker. It works perfect every time. Roadman, that is it. How, when you should change your cleats and how you should change your cleats all in one. The link for the Girona training camp, it's down below. Get on it. It's going to be epic. The Roadman Challenge. I can't wait to see who makes this Roadman Challenge. And am I going to make it? I don't know. We could have to open a book on it. We could get a book going. I coach a client who's a bookmaker. We could get a book on this one. This could be an interesting bet. Can I make my age plus 10 minutes? Roadman, enjoy your weekend. Ride safe. The Roadman group ride is on tomorrow morning. That's 9:30 a.m. It rolls from Clontarf, Dublin at the Bay from 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Two groups going, a slow group and a fast group. Weather looks good, so join us if you can. Chat to you then, Roadman. Okay, stop what you're doing. It's Anthony again. I want to talk to you for 1 second about the next step in the Roadman journey. I'm laying down a challenge for you. It's called the 8-week challenge. So for 8 weeks, I'm challenging you to be the very best version of yourself, whatever that is. For 8 weeks, I want to take you under my wing and I want to personally build for you a customized training plan on our analytics platform. This plan is going to be laser focused on your goal, and I'm going to navigate around your life, your work, your social commitments, so don't worry about what your circumstances are right now. I remember after I took some time out of cycling, I went off and thought I was Billy Big Businessman. I came back and I realized I wanted to get into cycling, but I knew after a bit, the training alone, it actually wasn't making me any fitter. I needed an entire system. It needed a 360 overhaul. So for the first time ever, I want to share with you this exact system I used to get back in shape. I'm talking stuff like, I'm going to give you my morning routines, the cold therapy I used, the cookbooks and recipes I used, and even the motivational audios I listened to get back on track. So right now, what I want you to do is pause this audio, go to roadmancycling.com/8week, or check out the link in the bio, click that. So one more time, it's roadmancycling.com/8week. Chat to you all soon.